This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. It's 7:45. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Philadelphia Democrats who voted in yesterday's primary election shook up things. They chose Larry Krasner as the party's candidate for Philadelphia District Attorney, and they picked Rebecca Reinhart over a longtime incumbent for city controller. WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies brought us results late last night, and he joins us in the studio this morning with a recap and some analysis. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jen.
In the district attorney's race, there was a crowded field of seven Democratic candidates. Larry Krasner is a civil rights attorney who has not been a prosecutor. He's known more for defending Black Lives Matter cases and Occupy Philadelphia protesters. Now, how did he get ahead of the pack?
I think there are three things you can point to. One is the outside money. I mean, he got a gift from the heavens, $1.4 million from billionaire George Soros, who waged this independent advertising campaign that's permitted under the rules. That is, if that was all Krasner had going, it wouldn't have worked, but he had a really solid base among progressive Democrats, and it made it easier for donors and other politicians to believe he could win. It was a big catalyst. Second, 2 weeks before the election, several African-American leaders from Northwest Philly endorsed him, Marion Tasco and others. They come from big, high-performing Democratic wards, and they gave him credibility with a lot of Black voters. You win by building coalitions. That was big. And third, it seems that probably kind of we saw a surge in this post-Trump enthusiasm that got in places. Now, there was a glitch in the city website last night that made it hard to analyze returns closely. But my estimate is that Democratic turnout in this race was 50% higher than 8 years ago, the last time this office was open. So I think that was a big thing, too.
Very interesting. And Krasner is expected to overpower his Republican opponent, Beth Grossman, in the fall. What would a Krasner win mean for the district attorney's office?
Well, this is going to be really interesting, Jen. I mean, Krasner has never prosecuted a case. He spent his career defending the accused in court and suing the police department. And he during the campaign, he roundly condemned the culture in the DA's office. He said they treat court cases like sporting events, win at all costs, prosecute everybody you can, get the highest sentences you can. And the people in that office don't like that. They don't like hearing that. A lot of them are probably going to leave. So we're going to see a whole new crowd and a whole new set of policy initiatives. And it will be interesting to see how he does in implementing some of these reforms.
A culture war, to say the least.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Dave, you were anticipating an easy win for three-term incumbent city controller Democrat Alan Butkovitz, because I asked you a few days before the primary and you said easy win, perhaps. But he lost to Rebecca Reinhart. How did she do it?
Yeah, this is remarkable. He lost big. And you're right, I was completely wrong, as were most of the conventional wisdom thinkers around here. Reinhart is a longtime city financial official, first-time candidate against Butkovitz, a longtime incumbent who had pretty much unanimous support among the Democratic Party machine, which in a low turnout election generally works. But Reinhart just blew the doors off here. She worked hard. She raised money. She got on television. And she painted Butkovitz as a career politician, and I have to suspect, again, this surge of post-Trump energy really emerged and chose her over a guy who was seen as part of the establishment.
Well, I was going to ask, you know, what does that Butkovitz law say about what voters want? I mean, Philadelphia was a big Hillary Clinton town. Was it perhaps about women? Was it just about change, cleaning house?
You know, Bob Brady, the party chairman, said he thought the women vote, as he called it, was a big factor here. You know, it's hard to say. I think it's fair to say that the progressive voice in the city is louder here than it's been in a while. I don't know how far we want to take this. I mean, remember, 4 out of 5 voters did not show up to the polls. And in Krasner's case, you know, nearly 2/3 voted for one of the other 6 candidates. So I don't know it's a huge sea change, but it does seem like something is happening here that is important. And it'll be interesting to see whether that momentum continues and how these two perform in office and what kind of political futures they have.
Well, the obvious question, what is next? I'm thinking some lopsided races in the fall for DA and city controller. I mean, Philadelphia is a Democratic enclave, after all.
Yeah, I mean, I think roughly a 7-to-1 registration edge, Democrats over Republicans. So barring something really unexpected, and if history's any guide, Krasner will be the district attorney and Rebecca Reinhart will be the controller. But the Republicans do have candidate. Beth Grossman is the Republican candidate for DA, and I'm sure she's going to say Larry Krasner is a radical outside the mainstream, and if she gets some some fundraising. Maybe she'll get somewhere, but she's certainly facing an uphill climb.
And Michael Tomlinson, if we didn't already mention it, going up against Rebecca Reinhart in the fall. And then Alan Butkovitz, I heard in our news report from our reporters, he may not be out of it in terms of running for something down the road. We don't know. Is that a question mark?
That's what he says. He's 65. He had a long career in the legislature, then three terms in this office. But, you know, who knows?
Who knows? Only the shadow knows. An old reference. Look it up. 651, senior reporter at WHYY, Dave Davies. Thank you.
Thank you, Jen.